Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
Hey guys, how are you doing? Welcome to the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast and radio show. And you know what it is today. It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual mission alive. This is your coach, your healer. The healer's healer is what they call me. And I am so happy to be here with you today. And oh my God, do we have something to talk about today? So big, so important, so huge. And let me tell you why. It's called sensitivity. And it has to do with not only what's going on in the cosmos, but hey, what's going on with me? And I'm dying to share with you this story. So I will be back with you. Hold on. Have you been feeling sensitive? If you have, you want to hear this. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is for. Okay. Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is here to say, show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Love it.
That is right. Accept yourself and heal yourself and heal the world, just starting with healing you. And hey, before we talk about, oh gosh, I just have to giggle, because before we talk about being a healer or what the importance of bringing the light to the world at this moment as a healer really means, before we get to talking about those types of things, let me just share a couple of things with you. First off, welcome here. You are loved here. And as you know, this is 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual mission or business alive. And this is a show for the healer's heart. It's from one healer, myself, Cindy Sharp, to you as a healer. And it's support, guidance, and love. But I want to tell you a little bit about the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast and just a couple of things that we do here. So first off, we have this show once a week, and then we have another show, which is called The Messengers. So first, if you're a messenger and you have a message for the universe, a message for this earth, if you are wanting to make a difference in a big, loving way, please contact me. We may possibly interview you right here on the show. But The Messenger Show is about the who's who of the spirituality movement. The ones that are the movers, that are the shakers, that are making a difference, that are really bringing the light to the world. And it's a once a week show for 30 minutes right here on the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast. So I'd love you to tune into that. So today we're going to talk about sensitivity. And gosh, isn't it so wonderful and brave of me to be able to bring sensitivity to light in such a big, loving, and almost giggle-like way, because the reality is in the last, gosh, it's been a couple months. It's not just been a day. It's not been 2 days. It's not been, I'm feeling a little sensitive this hour. I've had a couple of months of just feeling like I was in the sensitivity hole. And I couldn't get myself back up sometimes. And I think it's so great to talk about this, because I think what happens a lot of times is that when we feel sensitive, when we feel weakness, we really don't share it with anybody. We don't allow ourselves to be compassionate enough to ourselves to share what's going on. And sometimes it's because we just feel too damn broken. And sometimes we're scared to death if we open our mouth, we just look like a dang hot mess and start bawling and crying. And so we just hold ourselves. And in the last few months, I've been kind of in that energy, and I've been doing a lot of retreating, a lot of what looked like to the outside world, putting myself through more pain. Maybe I just wanted to lay on my bed and bawl. Maybe I just wanted to be alone, or maybe I just didn't want to talk to people. But on the inside world, I was healing. I was healing myself from whatever issues were coming up that needed to be released. And how it came about for me is I literally just kind of crashed. And I was not just sad and not just blue, but it was an inner aching of emptiness, complete, full emptiness. And, you know, as I said today, I'm being very brave to talk about this because I think it's important that we talk about what happens when we're a healer and we're very empathic and we are an empath. And we are trying to get out in society and to do our best to heal others when maybe there's some things that we haven't quite healed in ourselves. You know, the whole reason that I do this podcast, the whole reason I do this business, Sharpening Your Spirit Coaching and Training, is because I myself am a healer that has been broken, that has had my times of being dysfunctional, emotionally disabled, being in the pain and the sorrow of the struggle that I've had to go through in this life. And trust me, I have a few notches on the struggle post. Do you? Do you have a few notches on your struggle post? Meaning you've gone through some things that, gosh, have made it a little bit hard for you to maybe get out of your box and to be yourself and to totally, completely share your story because you feel like you come from kind of weakness. You feel a little bit like damaged goods. You feel like, you know, dang nabbit, you just feel like a hot mess sometimes. Well, I think it's important that we have this talk. One, this is what I know for sure, is that however you think that you may look like to the outside world, find a person that when you're in that moment, now maybe you need some time alone, take it, no problem, that is perfect. Do what feels right for you. Be sensitive to your own needs, not just sensitive to everything else that's going on in the world. But find yourself somebody that you feel comfortable enough that you can really share your story and share what's going on with you and ask them just to listen. No judgment. I don't need your help. I don't need you to share with me what you think is going on with me. I do not need what you feel will fix me. I don't need an idea of what I should do. I don't need a plan. I just need somebody to hear me. I just need somebody to listen. And that's what I'm saying my needs are. And what I found with working with hundreds of other people that are empathic like myself, this is just one step has made a huge difference in their lives when they've gotten out and really asked for help, but just asked for somebody to listen. Can you just listen? I don't need anything but just somebody to listen. So that's one step to really understand kind of the signs of what it's like to be an empath. What happens? So, you know, as I do this show, as many of you know, and if you're listening to this, you know, in the future, but we just had a huge election go on. And during that election, there was lots and lots of different types of energy going on, many different types of energy. And I don't want to name it and claim it as negative energy, because I think that that is all comes from your own belief system. So I don't want to state that. What I want to say is is that the energy caused some havoc in the empath sensitivity scale. So in my case, it was a huge struggle. And in my case, I really was wondering, am I going to even be able to shake this? Am I just couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop being emotional. I couldn't stop feeling feelings that I hadn't felt for a very, very long time. And I had to get back to my roots. So my roots are, I am a healer. My roots are, I've gone through my own dysfunction. I've gone through my own feeling of being emotionally or spiritually disabled, alone. And why is it that I've gone through that? Because I am an empathic healer being called to the world to help and support other beings come to the light. But the only way that I can help and support other beings coming to the light is to know myself and to remind myself that as I'm going through the absolute most painful struggles, that those struggles are bringing me closer to the light so I can hold more hands and pull them closer to the light. So are you an empath? Or do you know you're an empath? Have you said, gosh, not only do I know it, I completely accept it. I accept this. And when I'm going through the darkest times, when I'm going through my shadow period, when I'm going through my shadow self, there is one thing that I know that I can fall back on, and that is that I'm an empathic soul. Can you do that? So let's talk a little bit about just a few signs to really look for if you haven't decided or you don't know yet that you're an empath. So, you know, you may be an empath if you have a few of these signs. Maybe you feel other people, maybe animals, maybe it's the earth, maybe it's, I often feel the collected consciousness. I feel the energy of so many different things, and I'm so sensitive to them that it makes me know for sure I am an empath. And if you can relate to that, you are an empath too. The next thing is does negativity just completely overwhelm you? You know, do you have friends or family, or you listen to the TV, or there's going on in the world, or something going on in your business life, and it's excessively negative, and you just can't shake it? It's like it attaches to you like a suction cup, and it's like you're trying to, you know, get it off of you. If negativity overwhelms you, then not only are you, you know, highly sensitive, you're an empathic soul. It's part of your healing journey. It's part of your healing journey so you can understand the needs of others. So it's a good thing, even though sometimes it doesn't feel so good. You also often feel misunderstood. You may be an empath if you feel misunderstood. It's not unusual that people don't always understand the empathic soul, the empathic way. It would be very, very hard to have any expectation of other people to understand the deep sensitivity and the deep pain that we go through. And the challenge that we come up with a lot with this one piece, so I want to make sure I get this out there, is guess what? When we get stuck in the, I feel misunderstood, I feel people don't love me, I feel people don't understand me, when we get stuck in that energy, that's not the loving, healing energy. That is the expectation energy. I expect other people know me. I expect other people to understand me. I expect, and when you start expecting and you're not just in the vibration of this is what it is, this is who I am, this is my authentic soul, and I'm just going to empower myself to love myself as I am, who I am in this moment. As I am, who I am, and in this moment. Believe me, that, if you take that one thing away today from the sensitivity day where I poured my heart out into to share with you the struggle that I've been going through myself. If you just take that one thing away, that you're perfect just as you are, that's all you came for. That's all you came for. The other thing is that you may feel like people pointed that you're different. People might say you're too sensitive. I don't know why you're getting so upset over this. I don't know why this bothers you so much. Don't you understand? So for me, I do my absolute best to be a vegan in as many places of my life as I possibly can, you know, all the way down to the plastic shoes, right? And people do not understand how the smallest thing, like killing a mouse that's trapped inside the house. And I'll just share a story. So I live in a house with a roommate, one of my absolute best friends that I absolutely love immensely. She thinks nothing of killing a mouse or nothing of killing a rat, and that's okay. That's her path. But for me, it's like somebody's killing me. It's like so painful to think of trapping an animal and harming an animal when you can do it humanely. It's like somebody's stabbing me in the heart or that you feel misunderstood when you're trying to explain this to somebody else and they're kind of looking at their head half cocked to the side. Easy lady. And it's okay. You know, you may be empath if people point out to you that you're very sensitive. And if people do point it out to you that you're very sensitive, thank them. Do not take it as, oh my God, I'm weak. Oh my God, I'm damaged good. Oh my God, there's something wrong with me. Thank you, God. And thank you to the person that pointed it out. Thank you. I am a sensitive person and I so appreciate the fact that you shared that with me. It really warms my heart that you've noticed that about me. And then let it go. Don't expect them to change or be different. Just let them be who they are. So those are a few things about the sensitivity subject today on 15 Minutes of Thrive to Keep Your Mission Alive. My question to you is, are you feeling the same way that I've been feeling? Do you have times in your life where you just not even sure what's the next step to take because you do feel, I don't want to call it stuck, it's not being stuck, it's healing. It's like the peelings or the layers are peeling off and you're holding on to them very tight and don't want to let them go. If you're feeling that about getting out and being a healer, I have two suggestions for you. Suggestion number one is remind yourself that you are right where you're supposed to be, that who you are without shame, without feeling disabled, without feeling unlovable, without feeling like a hot mess, just loving who you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. So that's my first thing. The second thing is if you're looking to take a deeper look at how you can heal yourself and move through this energy in a quicker, faster way so you can get out and share your light to the world in a big way and get out on your mission, go to sharpeningyourspirit.com. I have a wonderful class there called Heal the Healer. So it's sharpeningyourspirit.com. You just go straight there. It's right there on the first page. It's called Heal the Healer. It's short, it's fast, and it gives you one big fat step to help you move. No charge, just me and you hanging out together. There you go. That's our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual mission alive. And you know who I am. I am your coach, your host, and I'm the healer's healer. I'm out here just like you, allowing myself to heal, allowing myself to peel back the peel of the things that I don't need anymore, so I can get out in a big, loving way, share the light in the world, help healers heal themselves so they can get out and heal others. I send you off today with love. I send you off today with light. And as usual, I send you off with it. Have a beautiful day. And if you've been feeling sensitive, it's okay. It's okay. You're on the right path. Until next time, see you then.